So since we had one super fan for the Bucks and Dan Schaefer, we move on to Sheryl Crow, who I was trying to remember why she was such a big Bucks fan. And it was in part because her then 11-year-old son during the championship run was just such a big fan of Giannis and of Chris Middleton. And so, you know, hopefully we keep those guys healthy coming up in the next season and, you know, bring another championship banner to Wisconsin. That would be very cool.
I think I could settle for every other year. I mean, they've got the core component. And if they did it, every year is kind of greedy. And you can't expect that. It's hard to repeat. But like every other year, the Golden State Warriors did it for a little while. And there's been other teams to have done it. So I think I'm going to try to settle for every other year. I expect the Bucks to bring home one of those banners.
And then, well, if you do it every other year, how many times do you have to do that to constitute a dynasty? You know, is Golden State a dynasty because they've done it every other year? Are the San Francisco Giants, you know, a dynasty because they've done it every other year? I don't know. I don't know if that constitutes one, but you'll still take it.
It's close. I would say that Golden State is, if Golden State gets one more in the next two or three years here with Steph Curry and that core that they have out there in San Francisco and Oakland, I would constitute that a dynasty. They're like right on the borderline right now, but I think one more would seal that.
I do not know, and I don't know if data indicates, you know, where Wisconsin's NBA fans are. Wisconsin fandom is kind of funny all the way around. There's still plenty of Chicago Cubs fans, you know, because again, the Cubs long predate the Milwaukee Brewers. And then from a basketball standpoint, while I'm sure there's Bucks fans up north here, I'm sure others became Minnesota Timberwolves fans once Minnesota got an NBA team. Although calling the Timberwolves an NBA team, you know, is kind of putting it generously, given, you know, what their postseason, you know, history has been.
This past postseason was really exciting, though. It was fun to watch, but they've kind of made a lot of different changes now with the big trade to Salt Lake earlier this year. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the Timberwolves. But I'm always fascinated by Wisconsin sports. I follow all the Wisconsin teams. I wish we had a hockey team because I think I'd be a little bit more into hockey, but I don't have a home for
I wish
NHL
there was
team.
Too, because my son-in-law is from the Milwaukee area and is a huge Chicago Blackhawks fan. And I can't possibly tolerate that. You know, again, from somebody from Western Wisconsin, you know, born in the Twin Cities, there's only, you know, a certain group of teams you can't root for. You can't root for the Blackhawks or the Bears or the White Sox. It's just not allowed. So I'd love for him to be a Wild fan, but better yet, yeah, if the Milwaukee Admirals could have, you know, made it to the NHL or some other NHL team here, that'd be great. The back to the basketball, the dynamic I find interesting is that you don't have tons of Milwaukee Bucks fans, at least prior to this championship run, but man, the state high school basketball tournament, I mean, that captivates people. People follow that, you know, every year. That's the one thing. They'll sit down and become little experts, like we all are when we watch the Olympics. You know, we become experts in the short term. And so people love their high school basketball tournament, but and of course the you know, the Badgers or Marquette, but it hasn't really carried over into the NBA nearly as much. But you still get I was just hearing from somebody who, you know, whose son's name was Jordan, of course, for Michael Jordan from back in the day. I don't know if Giannis is really catching on as a baby name. I could be wrong. Maybe it is. Somebody check the records. But the Washington Post recently did a deep data dive on what are the most regretted baby names, the names that get change the most. And this was brought about because of which ridiculous Kardashian was it? Was it Kylie Jenner? Let me see if I can find it here. You know, Jenner.
I can't help you with that one because I do not keep up with the Kardashians. So
she and Travis Scott actually changed their child's name. In February, they named their baby Wolf. And then later on, Jenner said, we just didn't really feel like that was him. And so the baby's new name has not been shared. So it got them thinking, you know, where are the most changed or what are the most changed baby names? So looking at Social Security records from 2017 to March of 2022, you want to take a guess of one that's on one of these top 10 lists of a name that was later changed?
Donald.
Donald. Oh, that's a good guess.
That's my guess.
I don't know that there's a lot of Donalds anymore anyway. So no, that one is that's Donalus. But that's a solid guess. So they actually, and they did it in two different ways. Most changed names for, you know, for babies, and then most changed of babies who were adopted, where they changed the names. Interestingly, the same names are on both lists for boy and a girl. Number one and number two of the most changed names, adopted or otherwise, Isaac and Chloe. So a lot of people named, well, I shouldn't say a lot. Let's see. It's 30,000 babies in the past 5 years. So this 5 years of data they looked at, 30,000 parents changed the first name of their babies. And Isaac and Chloe were big on that list. I know at least one Isaac. I guess I don't see that as something you'd name your baby and then reject, but
I got a buddy Isaac too, and I think he likes his name.
Yeah. So going down first, the most changed names of adopted babies. Number 10 was Jonathan. Number 9, Connor. 8 was Matthew. 7, Elijah. 6, Michael. Number 5, Olivia. Number 4, William. Number 3, Sebastian, and then Chloe, and then Isaac. And for biological births, number 10 was David. A lot of people name their child David, probably to make somebody's father happy. You got to make your grandfather happy. And, then said no. Number 9 was Sophia. Didn't get to stick around. Isabella, number 8. They changed that name. Number 7 was James. 6, Michael. Number 5, Elliot. Number 4, Connor. Number 3, Aiden. And then Chloe, and then Isaac. And so then the Washington Post did reach out to a lot of these parents just to ask, you know, what, why? And it's funny. So many of them said what I guess I expected them to say is like, well, he just didn't look like a Michael, you know, or she just didn't look like a Chloe. How do you know? They're a baby.
I mean, this reminds me from The Office when, like, Andy Bernard, Ed Helms' character, like, was previously named Junior. Like, he had his dad's name, and then he had a little brother, like, 8 years later, and they changed his name, and they gave the younger son the Junior name instead. Like, how do you do that? How do you go through and change your child's name when they've been named that for years? How does that work?
I know. Well, I mean, look, and other people have given their kids ridiculous name. You know, Elon Musk, you know, named his with some kind of a math symbol or something like that. And all our babies deserve some care and consideration. This is Pat. Still check. Let me check my ID. Yep, still Pat Kreitlow. You're up north. We'll be back after this.